Welcome back to Talking Talmud. I'm Ann Gordon here with my friend and chavruta here, Dana Osband. Our daf of the day, Masachet Bav Metzia, daf Yud Chet, page 18. So I'm going to skip down a little bit towards, the middle of Amud Aleph. We have a new Mishnah. The new Mishnah, of course, connects to what we've been talking about in terms of Ketubah and Get in the context of payback and debt obligation. If you found the bill of divorce or you found the documents that attest to the freedom that has been granted to slaves, or if you found wills or other deeds of a gift or receipts, you can't give those items back to the person who is presumed to have lost them. This I find to be just an astounding statement, right? I kind of hope that if I've lost any of these things, somebody would give them back to me. And the position here is you don't give them back. Shani Omer, Ktuvin Hayu, Venimlach Alehem Shelo Litnan. The concern is that it's possible that they were written, then somebody, the writer of them, the person whose name is on them, so to speak, change their mind and decided not to give it, not to deliver it. So you don't know if what you found is up to date or if it was like the rejected copy and therefore you want to make sure not to give it back and then, you know, start a chain of events into motion that may never have been intended to be put into motion. So now we understand, of course, why it is that you don't bring it back, at least without, I don't know what, some detailed investigation. The Gemara, you know, picks up on this right away. Tama dinimlach shalolitnan ha'amar tenu notnin v'afilu lizman ruba. The Gemara says that the reason that these documents are not, you don't give them back to the original potential owner, the person that seems to be the one who owned them, is that the document itself, right, puts an obligation on somebody, right, and then that's exactly the question. Like, what if you said, I'm obligated, and then you didn't give it, you didn't deliver it, and then, you know, if it comes back to you, or if it gets put into play, then you have an obligation that might never have really been put into place. But if the person, the original writer said, you know, go ahead, give it to the person who was supposed to receive it, then the person who finds it, yes, goes ahead and gives it to him, meaning the Mishnah makes it seem like never, ever, ever. And the Gemara says, no, check out the situation. And in the terms where the writer of the document wants the addressee to receive it, then the person who found them should in fact convey them further. And then it seems, right, even if a long time has passed since the original document was lost, and then there's no concern that maybe it belonged to somebody else or, you know, or whatever it is, it seems to me kind of, I don't know, maybe even too pat to say, well, go check into it and find out what the original intent was and then follow through. Either don't give it or do give it. You know, do pass it on or don't. Okay. The Gemara adds a contradiction to this claim, to this position from the Mishnah in Gittin, which of course we learned back in Gittin, Dav Kav Zayin, Ram Inu Amevi Get V'Avad Himanu, Matzaol altar, Basher, Imlav Pasul. Right? If you have an agent, if somebody sends a bill of divorce with a shaliach, and the agent loses it, right? So then if it's found immediately, then that bill of that same document is still valid. But if it's not found immediately, then it's not valid because it could well be that it's not the same bill of divorce. Too much time has passed. Maybe he sent out another one. Maybe there are people with the same names. Like, there are too many. Hidden divorce is so serious that if a great amount of time or even a medium amount of time has passed, we're going to take precautions with a get that we might not take with some other kind of document. And, you know, the Gemara goes on to talk about that. Rabba comes and says, well, you're talking about shlichim, you know, agents would be traveling through common travel areas, and then you find a bill of divorce there. You find somebody really could be somebody with the same name. But if you're talking about a place where travel isn't common and you're not getting strangers passing through, then you don't really have to worry about it in the same way. So But all of that is again about divorce, as opposed to these other kinds of documents that might or might not be, I would say, presumably they're not going to be as serious in terms of their effect as what a divorce will accomplish. And so, therefore, I think that there's more attention paid to the potential, I don't know, fallacies inherent in the get to make sure that not too much time has passed, to make sure that nobody has the same name, and so on. Okay, we'll stop here. But the Gemara does delve into fair bit in to the question about places and people who have the same name, which I think is, interesting in and of itself, even if I'm not going to talk about it more right now.
Okay, so what's interesting here is that they bring this Mishnah from Gittin, right? That seems to contradict our Mishnah, and Rava has this answer that has to do with, that our Mishnah is talking about a lost get that is in a place where there is a lot of travelers, whereas the Mishnah in Gittin is our Mishnah in Gittin is a place that doesn't have a lot of travelers, and then from there's a little bit more discussion about that. They actually bring a case from Rava that shows, that talks about this case, right? Which says the following: Avad Rava Uvda. So Rava actually ruled in a case, Bahugita Dishtachek Ki Kitna de Pumpedita. It was about a bill of divorce that was discovered in a flax house in Pumpedita, and basically that it should be returned. Kishmaite, according to how he, just ruled before, according to his conclusion. Then they go through a couple different debates about the actual details of the case, right? Eka de Amri Haicha de Mizbane Ktina. There are those who say the bill of divorce was found in a place where the flax was sold, Buhu Shalohu Huzuku, and it was returned because they didn't find a second couple because, they couldn't find a second couple with the same names. Afal Pi de Shechinan Sharata. Even though caravans of buyers and of people were common in the flax market, they still returned it. The Ika Damri Hecha de Tatru Ketina. There are those who say that the bill that this get was discovered where flax was soaked. Va'afal Gab de Huchzuku. And even though the finding another couple with the same names had been established, right? It was returned to Lo Shrichachasharo because caravans were not common. So they have like different the reason why the variation is different here is because the reasoning for why it was returned, they give two different reasons here. So just pay attention to that. And I think it's interesting to see. We don't often see sort of where an Amora gives a ruling and then they bring like sort of a real case from that Amora's Beit Din. Okay, but now we had Rabbi Zeira who quotes this Mishnah in Gittin and compares it to our Mishnah. And Rabbi Zeira is going to come and he's going to take the Mishnah in Gittin and he's going to compare it to a Brisa. And this is what he does with it. And he's also going to resolve a contradiction. Rabbi Zeira, Rami Matninan Abraite, right? So Rabbi Zeira contrasts the Mishnah with a Brisa, Umishani, and he resolves the contradiction between them. It's not. We learned in the Mishnah, right? This is the Mishnah from Gittin. Hamebi get Vavad Himenu. Somebody's agent brings a get and loses it. Matsula Alter Kasher. He finds it immediately, it's valid. V'im lef pasul, but if he didn't find it immediately, it's not valid. Uraminu, okay, and then he contrasts this Mishnah with the following brisa. Matzah get isha bashuk. If somebody finds a bill of divorce in the shuk, right? Bizman shabah modeh, when the husband admits that he gave it to her, right? Yachzor lisha, then you return the get to the woman. Ein habah modeh, but if the husband doesn't admit that he divorced his wife, lo yachzor lo lazeh v'lo lazeh. Then you don't return it to either one of them. You shouldn't return it to the husband because maybe he did divorce her and she lost it. And now if she wanted, to say that she wanted her ketubah, he could basically say that he had already paid her and got the get back from her as sort of a receipt. So the returning to get for him would be able to allow him to say that he paid the ketubah when maybe he didn't. And it shouldn't be returned to the woman because maybe she actually wasn't divorced, right? And the get would allow her to say, no, actually, I'm divorced. So the point is, we don't return it to either one of them. So what's the contradiction? Tani mihat, right? The Bryce is teaching us, bizman shal baal moda, when the husband admits that he divorced the wife, yachzor lisha, we return it to the woman. Va'afilu zman meruba. But that would seem to see, if even if it's after a long time, that the get disappeared. It just has to do, time is not what's important. just has to do with whether or not the husband, admits that he's divorced. So this seems to contradict the Mishnah in Gittin, which seemed to say that you can only return the get if it was discovered right after it was lost. So the Gemara now is, going to give Rabbi Zeira's answer to this. Umishani, this is that Rabbi Zeira answered the contradiction. Kan b'makom she'hashaya wrote mitzuyot. Here in the Mishnah, right, it's talking about a case where caravans are common, right? And so therefore it has to be returned quickly, as we talked about before. But kan b'makom she'hashaya wrote mitzuyot. Whereas the Braisa is talking about a case where caravans are not common, and therefore, even if it was a long time from when it was discovered, you could still return it. Okay. And then again, they're going to give different interpretations of his position, a little bit similar to what they did with Rava, but there they did it with an actual case. Eka Damri, there are those who say, Behu Shehuzku Velo Nehadar, only the existence of a second couple with the same names has been established, will we not return the get. Behind the Rabbah, and this is like Rabbah, as we learned above. Eka da, to say that Rabbi Zeira basically saying, Alf al gav de lohu seku lo nehadar, even if another couple with the same names is not established, we don't return the get in a place where there are caravans. Upliga de Rabbah, and he actually disagrees with Rabbah. Now, from here, the Gemara is going to get into an interesting discussion, which is the following. Rabbah and Rabbi Zeira both show that there's a contradiction with this Mishnah in Gittin, right? One, Rabbah uses our Mishnah from Bava Metzia to show the contradiction, whereas Rabbi Zeira quotes a Braisa. And so the Gemara wants to know, why did they each focus sort of on different parts of this Mishnah in Gittin? Bishlam Rabbah lo amar k'Rabbi Zeira. It's understandable why Rabbah did not say as Rabbi Zeira, right? Why did he not use show the contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa, Matnina and Amalei Lakshuye, right? Because the contradiction between Mishnahs is more compelling. So it makes more sense that the contradiction he focused on was this contradiction between our Mishnah and Bava Metzia and the Mishnah in Gittin. Elo Rabbi Zeira, my time lo amar k'Rabbah. But the question is on Rabbi Zeira, right? Why did he bring this Braisa? You had enough of a contradiction from our Mishnah. Why did he need to show a contradiction between a Mishnah and a Braisa? And so this passage is a little interesting because it does show that there is some ranking here, right? Like a Mishnah as a Tanaitic statement, and comparing Mishnah to Mishnah is sort of seen as more of a valid comparison than doing Mishnah to Braisa. So the Gemara is going to explain why Rabbi Zeira did this. Amar lach. So Rabbi Zeira would say to you, Mika taniha amar tenu notnim. Does our Mishnah state explicitly that if the husband said, give the bill divorce, they may give it to her? Bafil ulizman merubah. Even if it was discovered after a long time? And the answer is no, it doesn't. That's just like an inference that we make. Dilmaha amar tenu notnim. Maybe all the Mishnah meant to say is that if the husband said, give her the bill of divorce, they can give it to her under certain circumstances. Uli alam tekaima la la'alter. But only if it was found immediately, as we established, right? So since our Mishnah doesn't clearly contradict the other Mishnah, clearly contradict the Mishnah in Gittin, Rabbi Zeira presents a contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa. So part of what they're saying here is that even this contradiction that Rabbah found, even though it seems to be stronger because it's comparing two Mishnahs, you still have to make a little bit of an inference in our Mishnah. And it's what Rabbi Zeira found as a contradiction is actually much more explicit. So I found this passage to be interesting because it kind of is sort of discussing a little bit sort of the analytical approach of the Amoraim, right? Do you do Mishnah to Mishnah? Do you do Mishnah to Braisa? And here in this case, it's saying like, yes, you normally do Mishnah to Mishnah, but, Rabbi Zeira is a little bit stronger, or I wouldn't say stronger, but maybe it's equal to Rabbah because you don't have to sort of make some of the same inferences to understand the contradiction when you do the Mishnah to this Braisa comparison, as opposed to the Mishnah to Mishnah, as Rabbah did, where you sort of have to make a real inference there.
Yeah, I think that it's interesting the degree to which we get involved in the thinking here.
Yeah, I think it's great. Like, we don't always see method, and here there's like a real methodology that's shown us. Well, that's our DAP discussion for the day. Rank us, review us on all major podcasts. Thank you to Rabbi Michelle Farber for hosting us on the Hadron website. Let us know what you thought about this stuff on our Talking Tom and Facebook page. And until tomorrow, go and learn.